What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello friends, it's me, Andy, taking over Ethel for this month's Artist of the Month, and this month we have a special pickup for you. It's Beat Crusaders, chosen by our very own Kirby, so I hope that you will enjoy the November 2019 Artist of the Month, Beat Crusaders. Let's get started. Japan Top 10. Now, if you're like me, you might not be too familiar with this awesome Japanese rock band, but let's go through a little bit of their history before we roll into some hits. Now, the Beat Crusaders were actually a Japanese rock band that was primarily active from 1997 all the way through 2010 when they sadly disbanded. The founding member, Toru Hiraka, was actually the band's vocalist and main guitarist for the band, and in 1997, this group was born out of an experimental U.S. lo-fi indie rock unit based out of Shimokitazawa in Tokyo, one of my favorite neighborhoods. Very cool scene there with music. Now, the early days, the band cited Weezer and The Rentals as musical inspirations, and their early sound focused on a dynamic usage of analog synthesizers and an old Casio tone. Since then, the band has grown, of course. Their songs have been featured in a number of anime openings, some of which we will hear today, including Bleach, Beck, and Hero Tales, and was even used in a Nicktoons animated series known as Kappa Mikey. So even before their major jump into the mainstream from indie rock, they were touring the United States and Australia in the late 1990s and early 2000s. But their bump from experimental indie scene to major rock unit shows up in an interesting way throughout the development of their sound over the years. I think you can kind of see the switch from less synthesizer to more rock sound, more classically rock and J-rock sound. So I hope you will enjoy our little journey through Beat Crusaders, and send a thanks to Kirby if you like these guys. Have you ever thought of applying to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcasts? See our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details on what positions we have available. We now provide monetary rewards to staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance. And plus, you get to learn so much more about your favorite artists, so I definitely recommend that you check it out if you're interested in Japanese music and want to get a little more experience. But enough chit-chat, let's roll into the songs. We have a song, Firestarter, of course by Beat Crusaders, from the year 2000.
Number 5.
Stop with my soul.
This song, off the band's second indie album titled All You Can Eat, is a nice little feature. And in the video for this song, it features the members seemingly being brought to life by lead vocalist Toru Hiraka. And then it turns out that he kind of dons these goggles with lit candles on them. It's very interesting. One of the more sci-fi influenced videos that I've seen out of the group so far, but I maybe not sci-fi, but I really like that kind of goggle lit candle moment. Very Halloween-y, very spooky and whatnot. Overall, a good time. As with most of the early songs, all of the lyrics and songwriting on this album was done by Toru Hiraka and was edited by members of Beat Crusaders themselves, with a little bit of help from the producer Tiny Car. Okay, let's go on to our next song. It's Fool Groove from 2005.
Number 4.
So in love, in love, in love.
like I mentioned before, Beat Crusaders kind of has this interesting thing where they tend to get tied up with other groups in really cool and fun ways. So Pool Groom was actually a single off of a split mini album released by the Beat Crusaders and Your Song Is Good, which is a Japanese organ instrumental band. The mini album, titled Buutsi, features a mix of songs from both bands, with Your Song Is Good covering one of the Beat Crusaders' more famous singles, Hit in the USA. This song was made as a vehicle to drive this mini album and was released with a promotional video. It was also picked up as the ending theme for the Fuji TV comedy program, Bakusho Red Carpet. Again, I'd like to interrupt with a small advertisement. Would you like to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. All right, check that out if you are interested. Back to some hits again. I want to bring it a little bit closer to the end of the Beat Crusaders' career. At 2008, this is Winterlong.
Number 3.
Winterlong was released about 8 months after their second major album, and this song was the band's sixth major single since their debut into mainstream J-rock. It was first debuted at the Boys of Summer 07 event and was eventually picked up as the opening theme for the anime Hero Tales. This song would be the leading single for the band's third album, Pop Dod. Again, this is another anime opening single, and I think they have a sound that really lends itself well to anime openings, that popping and very jumpy rock kind of sound. But to take a turn a bit from that sound into something that I found less of in the band's repertoire, let's go to the 2005 song, Moon on the Water. I hope you enjoy.
Number 2. Thank you. swells gently in the night of our fine day. You are there, smiling in my arms for all those years.
This song is included in the band's first ever collection of music videos after their major debut with POA, or Pop on Arrival. That's their first album. And that collection was called Phantoms of the Popera and features videos for the hit in the USA, Love Discord, Feel, and much more. This song was actually featured on the Animation Beck original soundtrack, Keith, a soundtrack, of course, for the anime Beck, and is notable for it only featuring lead vocalist Toru Hidaka in the promotional music video, but he is also joined by actress Nika Hiji. The strange thing there, of course, is that none of the other members of Beat Crusaders show up in the promotional video for this. It is a nice, slower ballad, and in comparison to the band's typical high-octane breakneck rock sound, it's kind of a nice relief, or a nice counterbalance to what I found a lot in their sound. I really enjoy the song. Well, lastly, and certainly not leastly, I have an announcement. Join our Patreon Donors Club if you want to hear double the amount of songs on this episode. Join our Patreon Donors Club starting at only $1 a month. And for details, see our website at jtop10.jp/club. I picked a lot of awesome songs from the Beat Crusaders, and they have an awesome repertoire, so if you want more of that, please join and hear more of their discography. Okay, in all seriousness, lastly, and certainly not leastly, I would be remiss if I didn't feature this song. It is Hit in the USA from 2004. I hope you enjoy.
Number one.
I'm not afraid to die.
Although this was the band's sixth single, actually, it is widely considered their first major debut single, as it was their break into the mainstream side of rock music here in Japan. It was used as the opening theme for the anime Beck, which is a manga turned anime based around a young group of musicians who want to break into the Western music scene. And interestingly enough, it kind of is very perfect that the Beat Crusaders did a lot of the music for this anime. Now, this song was also the first single off the band's first major debut album, as I mentioned earlier, POA, Pop on Arrival, which reached number 3 on the Oricon charts at its peak position. I think, yeah, that story of them doing a lot of music for Beck is really apropos. They kind of have a similar, maybe from my own point of view, a similar trajectory as the characters in that story from a little bit what I know about the plot of Beck. But yeah, very cool. And I think Hit in the USA is an awesome track to go along with that. Well, sadly, that's going to wrap it up for our time together. Thank you so much for having me instead of Ethel this time. I hope you enjoyed the Beat Crusaders again, and you have Kirby to thank for that wonderful pick. Kirby is on a short break, but our longtime friend Rekka will substitute in to bring you guys a brand new Top 10 countdown for the month of November in a little over a week from now. So say hi to Rekka when she comes. I hope you guys enjoy that, and we will see you on the next one. Thanks very much, and Jane!
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.